Welcome to your five for the day. I'm going to tell you a story today about a kind elderly gentleman named Tom. He is 98 years of age, and he's living a happy, contented life. His story shows us that it's never too late to accept God's love. Born in a Welsh mining town, Tom, along with his twin brother, attended services in a Welsh chapel, three times on Sundays, followed by other meetings during the week. Helpful though this practice was, it did not deal with Tom's greatest need. A move to the city of Swansea brought employment for him and contact with Ira, whom he later married. The Bible tells us that God moves in mysterious ways, and Tom's life seems to prove that. For when Ira was a teenager, she learned of God's love and the need to trust his son as her saviour. At the age of 18, she acknowledged her sin had been paid for by Jesus on the cross at Calvary and trusted in him for her eternal salvation. Unfortunately, due to serving in the RAF, Tom was unable to witness the baptism of Ira, her grandmother, mother, and younger sister. With others that night, they were publicly declaring their old life had been buried and now they were living a new life saved by the grace of God. Tom was given a small Bible by Ira's mother, which he carried with him for many years, reading it each day. God was surely preparing Tom for the moment when he too would own his son Jesus as his saviour. Even though years later Tom's son became a Christian, Tom still did not have the assurance of eternal life. In June 1986, Tom was rushed into hospital with his first heart attack caused by a problem in the thyroid glands. Just a few years later, in 2004, an emergency operation was performed during which the doctors warned that it was touch and go. For Ira and the family, an anxious time. But soon the reason for it would become apparent. Tom was being brought to a position in which he would be free to hear God speaking to him. Those who own Jesus Christ as their Saviour and Lord know that he controls all the circumstances of their lives and acts always in their best interests. For 62 years, Ira prayed for Tom to become a Christian. Many more prayed for him too. Their prayers were heard and answered. A red letter day in Tom's life was June the 10th, 2004, when at 7:30 a.m, lying in hospital, he picked up his New Testament, commencing to read Psalm 32, verse 5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Weighed down by the knowledge that he was one of the guilty sinners that Jesus Christ had died on the cross to save, Tom sought his forgiveness and received a pardon in return. The salvation he sought was now his. No one could ever take it away. Having given his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, a feeling of wonderful joy filled Tom's heart and a sense that a huge weight had been lifted from him. On being discharged from hospital later that day, Tom shared the good news with his family and friends. As Tom put it, there were tears of joy in our home, rejoicing in heaven, and I wanted to tell the world of my salvation. The Christians in Tom's church have watched him go from strength to strength. Ira's prayer over those many years featured Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is her joy to witness her Tom, allowing the Holy Scriptures to guide him through the eventide period of his life. Tom's joy could not be contained. Others must share it too. So at the age of 89, Tom proclaimed to the world that he was saved and belonged to Jesus. On the 16th of June 2005, he was baptized fulfilling the commandment of his Saviour. Despite his advancing years, Tom, along with his beloved wife Ira, faithfully attend all the services they can and can often be seen in various places far from their home. Tom will take the first opportunity to tell those who need to hear it, it's never too late to take the step of obeying the Lord Jesus Christ in baptism and praising him for his wonderful love and saving grace.